Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know our people at Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical,
well.
And Plumbing. Man,
yes.
We've been doing 100 acts of kindness all year, and it's been small stuff, big stuff. You know, we've helped raise money. We have been out and about holding doors for people. You know, it could be a small act, and we've asked people listening to do the same. We've had a number of people who have done some pretty cool stuff, and we've had people who have texted in saying, I want to highlight this person who did this kind act, and it was random and they didn't need to, but they did. And you can always tell us about something somebody did for you or that you witnessed. You know what? You can even pat yourself on the back too if you really want to. Go ahead and text in the show at 314-436-7900. Well, Midwest Bank Center started the Give Joy program, what, now about 8 years ago or so, 7 or 8 years ago. And it what it does is surprise people across the area with small, meaningful acts of kindness. So it's exactly the kind of thing we are talking about. And to talk about this with us, Danielle Bateman-Girondo is the Chief Marketing Officer at Midwest Bank Center. And Danielle is with us on KMOX. Danielle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
We are fantastic. So tell us about the genesis of the Give Joy program and what it actually does.
Absolutely. Well, first, thanks so much for having us on. Love what you're doing and highlighting all of these random acts of kindness throughout the region. And we started the Give Joy program back in 2018, came from an idea from a team member and said, really, let's go out into the communities we serve. We serve people in really big, impactful ways, but Give Joy is really about serving our clients and our neighbors in very small, meaningful acts of kindness. We send our team members every year since 2018, 2 to 3 times a year, team members go out into across the St. Louis region with cash in hand, and they perform random acts of kindness. Sometimes that is going to a grocery store and buying some groceries. Sometimes that's going to a laundromat and buying some loads of laundry. Or sometimes that's, you know, going to a fire station and just putting a smile on the fireman's face. So lots of different random acts of kindness over the years, and it just has really given joy both ways for those that are the receiving end and for our team members.
And your folks just they show up and engage a stranger in conversation and they end up doing something great for them. Who came up with that idea?
So, as I said, one of our team members, we were doing a brainstorm, and one of our team members said, you know what? I think this would be really cool. And what's really interesting is when you go out, we all go out in these red T-shirts that say Give Joy on them. And sometimes you're met with a little bit of skepticism, right? Like you get a bit of a raised eyebrow of, okay, what's the catch, right? And when we go, really, there is no catch, right? And the act of kindness on average is generally between, let's say, $10 and $30, right? But you just go out and you try to put a smile on someone's face. And it really has been, it is often one of the very favorite things that our team members do each year. And we've kept it up every year since 2018, even during the pandemic. We had to kind of change it up a little bit, but we keep it going. And it's been just such a fun and impactful thing for us and those who get that random act of kindness.
And where have you been doing these campaigns?
So for us, it's all in the communities we serve, right? So we are a St. Louis bank. We've been here 120 years. So we go everywhere where we have branches. So everywhere from St. Charles County to St. Louis City, down to Jefferson County, out to North County and North City. So everywhere where we have branches across the St. Louis region is where we tend to focus. And we try to, sometimes you'll see us hopping out of a car. People laugh and say they almost feel like that little bit of that clown car at the circus where you've got four people in red shirts hopping out all at once and just going and doing a little bit of a blitz. Or sometimes we just go into a grocery store or go into a thrift shop like St. Vincent de Paul or others. So it really is just, it's a really fun and joyful event both ways.
Have you or can you think of a moment, maybe a particular moment, Danielle, where it really impacted somebody and you knew it in the moment that it was a very big deal for that person?
Yeah, so I will tell you it runs the gamut. And I do this every year. So sometimes you have somebody that will just look at you and say, you know what? I've had such a good year. This is a good year for me. I don't need this, but let me pay this forward, right? And I've seen people reach into their own pocketbooks or their own wallets, double the amount and say, let's go do this together. So there's that part, right? The other end of the spectrum is last year. And I always, whenever I tell this story, I tear up a little bit, so forgive me, but we were at the Dollar General and we were out giving joy. And we went up to this woman and we were like, hey, we're with Midwest Bank Center. We're giving joy, no strings attached. Here's $25. Hope you have a wonderful holiday season. And this woman, literally, you just saw her face and she collapsed in my arms and just said, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless you, bless you, bless you. She said, I didn't know how I was going to buy my granddaughter a Christmas gift and I can do that now. And so when you have those stories and those are multiplied across the years and, you know, across the team members, that's one of our favorite things to do is come back and say, and this was the most impactful. This really made, you know, me tear up. Those stories year after year, you just realize that it doesn't have to be a big thing, right? $25 for her, let her do something for her granddaughter that was obviously incredibly important for her and very meaningful.
Yeah, and you see these kinds of things, and it's got to be great for your employees who go out into the community. It's a great it's a great marketing idea, but it's a great taste of humanity to see that. And I got to believe that it may even inspire, as you mentioned in the one case, somebody else kind of doubled the money and went and helped somebody else. But I would bet that people that are on the receiving end of this kindness, it maybe does a little something for them, too. And maybe they go out and do something nice for other people.
So we've had we've actually had lots of examples of that ripple effect. Right. So and that knock on effect. We've had people reach out to us through our social media channels, even weeks later, that will say, hey, a random stranger gave this to me because they said they got it from you. So I just wanted to reach out to you and say, I got this because you gave it to somebody, right? And so it really does, at Midwest Bank Center, we work really hard to impact the St. Louis region because this is our home. It's been our home for 120 years, and we do that in really big ways. This is some very small, tangible ways that we can do that, but you do have that ripple effect of people just paying it forward again and again, And it's just really heartwarming to see. And it's why we keep doing it, because of the smiles and because of all the blessings.
Well, Danielle, it's a really cool thing you're doing, the Give Joy program, which has been going on since 2018, making people happy. And it makes us happy knowing you're doing it. Thank you very much for talking about it with us today.
Absolutely. Have a great holiday season.
Same to you. That is Danielle Bateman-Girondo, Chief Marketing Officer for Midwest Bank Center. I'm with John Hancock. It's Chris Ranji on the Chris and Amy Show. Amy will be back tomorrow. And we expect, I believe it's next week, Amy and I will be out and about. We'll let you know what it's going to be. But part of our 100 Acts of Kindness with Jerry Kelly, Jerry Kelly's 100 Acts of Kindness, Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing. They have made sure that that we've promoted this, that we have done it all year long, and we want to continue to remind you to do it. You know, we don't have to tell you to be nice to people. We shouldn't have to.
But it is nice to be nice.
It's nice to be nice. It's nice to be reminded of it, because usually you're walking around, you know, you're just being a big old jerk all day, thinking of nobody but yourself. Especially here this month, Christmas. It's Christmas time.
It is.
Think of other people, would you?
Yes.
You know, get out there. Do an act of kindness. And if you do, you can tweet at us at ChrisAmyKMOX and hashtag it 100KindActs. Or you can text in. And I'm serious. If somebody has done something for you, for someone else, you witnessed it, and you'd like to give that person a little bit of credit, whatever that is, can be a big act, can be a small one, it doesn't really matter. Go ahead and let us know about it, 314-436-7900, or leave us a voice message directly from the Odyssey app. I think it'd be a really nice thing to do.
I agree.
Hey, speaking of an act of kindness, the president's going to give farmers $12 billion.
Yeah.
It's a kind thing to do, don't you think?
Ridiculous.
Well, I mean, they're in a bad spot, John. So what else can he do but give them some money?
Maybe ease the burden of tariffs.
Oh, we'll discuss that when we come back. We are also going to talk to Matt Pauley about baseball's winter meetings. Have the Cardinals traded anybody yet today?
I don't think so.
We'll find out from Matt. That's at 10:30. John Hancock, Chris Ranji on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
104.1 FM KMOX. Glad you're with us. Gas House Gang at 12 o'clock. Matt Pauly joins us at 10:30, checking in from baseball's winter meetings. I've got John Hancock in today. And we know about tariffs. We knew that President Trump, he campaigned on it.
He
said he was going to implement tariffs to strengthen U.S. industries. That was the intent, at least according to him. He has implemented some. He has put some out there. He has rolled some back. He has changed how much each tariff is going to be and for which country. And so it's created a, just objectively, it has created a mess. I mean, you can try to defend it all you want, but it's very difficult to do that. One industry, which is a major industry in the United States, is farming. And we know that farmers across the country have had some serious troubles. We have seen all kinds of stories from soybean farmers all over the St. Louis area and into Illinois, where they are being affected in very big ways by tariffs because they were exporting to China. That was their biggest customer was the country of China.
Yeah.
And now China is getting it somewhere else. They're getting their soy in other markets because of these tariffs. Well, to help alleviate this problem, President Trump wants to give out $12 billion in farmer subsidies. So that is, it's basically a bailout. It is just like the auto industry. This is a bailout for American farmers, which, I mean, we've created the problem, but since there is a problem, we do kind of have to fix it because the industry is pretty damn important for us. So we can't let it, we can't let these farmers go away. We can't let them lose their businesses. But also, John, we created the problem too.
Well, we have. And, you know, this is now a structural problem for American agriculture. You know, exports are a huge component of what makes the farm business work in this country. So you could throw $12 billion at it this year. Same structural problem is going to exist next year so long as the inputs of agriculture are increased in cost because of tariffs. And President yesterday talking about maybe putting tariffs on fertilizer that we import from Canada, that's going to raise the cost even more for farmers. And a lot of farmers in this, a lot of farming in this country are large corporations. So, you know, we tend to think of the farmer as the family that owns, you know, a couple thousand acres and they row crop and they maybe have some cotton and plant some wheat, corn, whatever. And there's a lot of those folks out there. But increasingly, agriculture, agribusiness has gotten consolidated. And so a lot of that $12 billion will end up going inevitably
big companies.
To very large
yeah.
companies. And it's no way to run a railroad. And you should have, I've always favored policies that bend toward free trade. Now, there's never perfect free trade, but we should be moving in that direction as much as is humanly possible. And tariff policy is precisely the opposite of that. And you create these artificial cost problems that farmers have. You also end up directly affecting consumers, and it's a regressive tax on consumers because everything they buy is more expensive. And so when your basic necessities make up a disproportionate amount of your spending, you're going to be hit disproportionately harder from the impacts of tariffs. I just don't think it's a sound, prudent policy. The country rejected the tariff regime back in the 1930s, and it was a big part of what crashed the economy into the Great Depression were tariffs and what they did to the cost of living. So I've never been a fan of this particular policy. I think when used strategically for national security purposes, tariffs do have a place. I also think that the Supreme Court is likely to rule that many of President Donald Trump's tariffs, he does not have the executive branch does not have the authority to impose those by themselves. Those would take an act of should take an act of Congress if you're going to go into a tariff policy regime.
Do you still have that confidence? No. I mean, I don't have a ton of confidence in this Supreme Court. He got to appoint three of them. He has appointed a third of the Supreme Court, and they have often ruled in his favor on multiple issues. Not always, but
yeah.
But I don't know. I don't have a ton of confidence.
Well, I spent a little time yesterday listening to Neil Gorsuch, who was a George Bush appointee.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't always read too much into the line of questioning. But based on Gorsuch's line of questioning, I think he is very skeptical that the executive branch has this authority. And, you know, certainly the three liberals on the court, you know, are likely to say the president doesn't have that authority. So it would take a couple of other justices to join them. And I rather suspect that this case is pretty clear. I rather suspect it's going to be a 6-3 or 7-2 decision. But we'll find out soon enough.
How long will it take? And I mentioned the soybean farmers who are really struggling. And that's just one particular, you know, crop that is local, you know, that does have implications in this area.
Yeah.
What would it take to get that market back? So if China is removed itself from the market, is no longer purchasing from us, how long would it take to get that back, or would it ever come back?
Well, you don't know. You don't know if it'll ever come back. And as long as prices are artificially high, and as long as China is able to source their soybeans from elsewhere, primarily Brazil, then... you know, there is a structural problem in place. Now, if we all of a sudden tomorrow stepped away from tariffs, that's not going to happen. But if, in theory, if we did, you would think that market could come back.
There'd be a lag, though.
There would have, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to convince businesses, countries to come back to you. And they may not trust you. That's the problem.
That's the other thing here. Because we now have established the fact that an American president could theoretically come into power and could, in theory, impose sweeping tariffs on the world. We've proven that that can happen now. And so our trading partners, that now is a factor in their decision-making process. We had been essentially on a path of free or less burdened trade for decades and decades in this country, and there was a kind of a feeling, I think, on the part of our trading partners that this is the way it's going to be. And so those days are gone now, because we have demonstrated that it is entirely possible to have a widespread sweeping tariff regime in place. And, you know, so best wishes to our farmers.
Yeah. And so we'll see if that $12 billion helps. But I mean, we have to protect them because we need those industries, and they are hugely important, as I said earlier. So you can't let them die.
No.
You know, and really, we couldn't let the auto industry die either, but that was not an artificially created, well, I guess it was kind of created by Wall Street, but it wasn't like one person unilaterally decided to make all that happen. You know, decided I'm implementing these tariffs, and we know it's going to hurt everybody, but I'm going to do it anyway.
I just wonder.
I'm hopeful that we can move away from that, and I know we need to protect these industries, but it just is, it's really difficult knowing we created the problem and it didn't have to happen.
Yeah, and there's a growing number of farm and small business, for that matter, bankruptcies occurring right now, and I wonder if some of the corporate farm interests out there aren't looking at this as an opportunity to gobble up even
more.
Yes,
that's the problem.
Yep.
Because that's what happened with the housing crisis in 2008. You had these bigger firms that just bought up all these homes that people can no longer afford.
Yep.
And that is not good now. That has some real world implications decades later. That's John Hancock. I'm Chris Ranji. We're going to get a check-in at the winter meetings in Orlando, Florida. We'll see what's cooking with the Cardinals, if anything. And in baseball, we do know there's one big signing that has happened in Major League Baseball. It's not us, though, unfortunately. It's happened elsewhere. We'll tell you about that and more. Matt Pauly from the winter meetings next on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I think Himes communicated it extremely well, that there's a sense of urgency to all of this, and the better we are at our jobs, the quicker we turn this thing around.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
That was the voice of Oliver Marmol, the manager of the Cardinals, who was speaking to the media underneath a drone, apparently. And the winter meetings are happening in Florida right now. This is technically day three. I know everybody got there on Sunday, so I suppose that this is technically day three. And here we are. The Cardinals have yet to make another move. We already know what their first offseason move was. That is the trading of Sonny Gray. But there has been action today. Matt Pauly, who joins us from Florida. A handful of signings that are either about to happen or have already happened. And one of them was a guy we talked about yesterday in Kyle Schwarber, who is staying with his old team.
Yeah, so Schwarber is not. Shocking news, breaking news. Kyle Schwarber is not going to end up with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Instead, he is going to go back to the Philadelphia Phillies, reportedly a five-year deal, $150 million. And then talk about the rich getting richer. The one issue that the Dodgers had in the postseason was bullpen consistency. Well, they've just added a whole lot of consistency to that, as they have reportedly signed the best closer available on the market in Edwin Diaz. So those are the two big moves of the day across Major League Baseball.
So the thing about closers is I don't like the idea of spending big money on them, because I think you can – It's not easy, but you can find a way to finish ball games. However, there's one caveat. Go ahead and spend big money if the rest of your team's already set. You got your lineup set. You got the rest of your pitching staff set. Why not spend money on a bullpen on the closer if you can?
Yeah, I generally agree with what you just said. I'm a big relief pitchers get one-year deals in my book, because there's just two of all the positions in baseball, you see relievers change the most from one year to the next, and all of a sudden they just lose it. When it comes to high-end closers, that's the only area that maybe I back off that a little bit, where if you've got the ability to bring in somebody. But, I mean, to your point, look at what the Cardinals have done. The Cardinals have been fantastic for an extended amount of time of producing their own closers who have performed at a pretty high level. And even last year, when Ryan Helsley walks out the door, they got great production from both Riley O'Brien and Matt Swanson. And you go back through through the years, and all the different guys who have been closers for the Cardinals, many of them really since I think this era of Cardinals baseball began in 96, once they were done with Eckersley, there's only been a time or two, you know, like a Dave Veers in there, something like that, where the Cardinals closer has been somebody that was not brought up through their own system.
Yeah, and closers, relievers in general are just so fickle year to year. Remember that year we had Pat Neshek, and he was just unhittable that one year. And then he kind of regressed to the mean as his career went on. I did see that former Cardinal pitcher Steven Matz has signed with the Devil Rays, or the Rays.
No, don't call them Devil Rays. They don't like that down there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's a two-year deal for him, and I haven't dug in on this one too much, if they're bringing him in to be a starter or to be a relief pitcher. He was very open about the fact that he was willing to be a relief pitcher for the Cardinals and do what was best for the team, but at the same time, he wanted to be a starter, so I would assume with him being a free agent once again, if he could find a place that could allow him to start, he would go there. Again, I'm kind of talking out of my backside right now because I've not dug in on that one to see what the Rays have said about his role moving forward.
What do you expect? Which other team do you think could really end up being aggressive here before these meetings are over this week?
I don't know. it feels like the Giants are a team that always try to get involved. I think Toronto's one that could still make a move or two. Again, the part of your question I don't like, Ron, is like before the meetings come to an end. That I have no clue on that. But if we're going to take a step back and say the teams that can still be aggressive in this market in this offseason, I think there are teams that are going to make some moves. I asked Heim Bloom last night because we've been talking so much about how much the looming lockout could potentially be impacting the market right now. So during our evening conversation with Bloom last night, I asked him, do you get the sense that the lockout probably being a year from now is impacting the way the market is moving right now? And he said no, he didn't see that at all. He doesn't think the looming lockout is impacting the slow-moving market. So I don't know what's impacting it. I don't know when teams are going to start moving, and I don't totally know what teams are going to be overly aggressive. Baltimore's the other one because Pete Alonso's here, and he reportedly is meeting with the Baltimore Orioles. The Orioles were supposedly in on Schwarber, so now that the Orioles did not get Schwarber, I would have to think that they're going to turn their attention to Alonso, and I would not be shocked if an Alonso signing with Baltimore maybe gets done sooner than later.
Yeah, the idea that the 2027 potential lockout is hurting free agency or could hurt free agency or affect it in some way, I'm starting to think that that is not going to be the case, because I bet you the belief is there is going to be a 2027 season, and if anything, it might just be shortened by a little bit, and it probably isn't going to be hugely affected. Maybe something like what happened in 2022 where they backed up the season about a week or so.
Yeah, I think that's there's no way. There's no way. I just, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I'll say I'm wrong. But with as much momentum as this sport has right now and the amount of money that is on the line, I just do not believe that the players and owners are going to allow a work stoppage to really impact things. Now, to your point, the way I think it's going to likely play out is the owners will lock out the players on December 1st. There's not going to be a whole lot of talking and activity for about a month or so, and then you're going to get to into January and into February, and all of a sudden meetings are going to start to pick up, and then it's going to be just about time for pitchers and catchers to report, and that's when you're really going to start to see some conversations begin, and they're going to get a deal done maybe a week or so after when pitchers and catchers were originally scheduled to report, and maybe if it goes a little bit further than that, they have to take the first week of the season and move it to the final week. You know, add one more week to the regular season. But that, to me, that's the scenario that's likely to play out.
All right, let's play a little game of stay or go, shall we?
I love games.
I'm going to give you a name, and okay, you tell me whether they're going to stay or go this offseason. Let's start. Wilson,
all right.
Wilson Contreras.
I say go, but I'm not like, if I add a hugely confident, not so confident, it's a not so confident go.
All right. JoJo Romero.
a hugely confident go. I think he's gone.
Alec Burleson.
Hugely confident that he does not go.
Lars Nootbaar.
Same thing. Fun? There's been very little talk on him. I think they're with the injury. I just don't think that's going to happen.
All right, and then Brendan Donovan.
Yeah, I think he goes. I guess if there's an area between the hugely confident and the not so confident, I'd be in there. But I he's likely to get traded.
All right, I lied. One more. Nolan Gorman.
Okay. Not so confident stays.
All right, you did very well there, Matt.
Well, did he win?
He won.
Oh.
He gets the Peace Prize.
How did you? Oh, okay.
You got the bell right there, Ron. Hit the bell.
Got
I won.
The bell, yeah. Ron.
Yeah, okay, you won. There you go.
There we go.
I didn't know he was getting anything for it. He got the FIFA prize.
Did he
get the ribbon with a medal?
Yes.
Okay. So what else is happening?
Trying to bring peace to KMOX.
Oh, there's all kinds of peace here. There are no issues in this building.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't have any problems.
Yeah.
What else is going on? Well, Scott Today. Boras just held his annual press. I am looking at Scott Boras right now. He is maybe 15 yards in front of me. They are moving the backdrop away and the throng that is the mass of humanity that covers the annual Scott Boras press conference. They are starting to dissipate here. But, yeah, the Scott Boras press conference just happened. For those of you who are watching on the stream here, I'll turn the computer around if I can. There's wires everywhere. Let's see if we can get a little Scott Boras action over there. I don't know if you can see him or not.
I can't see him. No, there's a big mass of people, though. Okay.
Former Cardinal farmhand was Scott Boras.
Well, and also he is a master of puns and alliteration, which he loves to utilize during the off season. Everybody hates. And let me tell you, here's an unpopular take on Scott Boras. I love the guy. He is getting the most for his players.
Well, that's his job, right?
It's his job. He's changed the game. He has made, I think, a lot of people realize just how much money owners are making, and that players deserve a bigger part of the pie than what they had been getting, because owners are doing great. And yes, players make good salaries compared to the rest of us, even the lower paid players. They're still making really good money. It's not always life-changing money, but it is good money. However, MLB teams, they make a ton of money.
I don't disagree with what you're saying, and I think for his high-end clients, he does a really good job of maximizing their value. If I was not a high-end Boras client, I would question my importance to him. And also, I think a lot of these guys who don't get signed during and all of a sudden they're stuck taking lesser dollars right at the beginning of spring training or into spring training, I think sometimes he overplays his hand on those guys. So
That's a more recent last few years development, Matt. Don't you think that didn't used to happen?
Yes. No, it didn't. But I think that's part of who he is right now. So if I was a player and I was considering Boras as my agent, and he's lost some players here in recent years for those very reasons, I think you do need to kind of do some self-inventory on how good you are and whether or not you're going to be a priority for him.
Yeah, he needs to adjust a bit, probably.
What's the buzz down there around Kyle Tucker?
I haven't heard a thing. Haven't heard a thing on Kyle Tucker. That's a name that has not been mentioned very often. So I don't know why. But I don't have an answer for you.
Yeah, because he's kind of the bell cow of this free agent class.
Yeah, maybe he's waiting it out a little bit just to see what happens. Because you know, sometimes if you if you get some teams desperate, you can get that. The art of handling the offseason is a very interesting thing, because you know, you could be worth something one day and not worth that the next day, or you can be worth something one day and worth that much more the next day as the market adjusts to circumstances. So that's got to be part of what's going on with Tucker.
Matt Pauly is with us from the winter meetings in Florida. You will also be back with us in a little over an hour for the Gas House Gang at 12 o'clock. Bernie Miklas, Tom Ackerman, Matt Pauly, and me. So we will talk to you then, sir.
All right. Sounds great.
Yo, Pauly, you're this is with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
And of course, Matt will jump in and be back with us if something does occur. If there's a massive development in the next hour and 14 minutes, 13 minutes, he'll be back with us. So don't you worry about that. That is John Hancock. I am Chris Ranji. We are approaching the final hour of the show and then the Gas House Gang at 12 o'clock on KMOX. Well, our no prize pick'em challenge, the results are in. They've been in. We just needed
Pretty sure I won.
No, we needed a couple of days to let the results settle, let the dust settle, and then we could tell you who won.
How big was my victory?
Well, let's just go ahead and say this, John Hancock.
I'm feeling really good about my picking.
Our no prize pick'em challenge occurs at 11 o'clock every Friday on this show. And here's what I do know for sure. We are going to be looking for another listener because Dave did not win. Listener
Sorry, Dave.
Yeah, Dave was able.
That's too good for him this week.
Dave was able to return after winning the previous week. And that's all you get. I mean, if you're a listener.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah. And the only thing you win is the chance to come back and do it again. Dave's out.
He's out.
Because the winner of this past week's no prize pick'em challenge is Ricky Horton.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, Ricky Horton.
Come on.
Got six right. He guessed six of the eight games correct.
Edging me out.
He beat you. You came in third behind Dave.
You don't say.
I had a bad week. In many, many ways did I have a bad week.
That was rough.
So I got only two right.
Two.
I guess the Bills and Rams victories right.
What was it, two out of nine? Was that?
You only got three right.
Three?
It's not like you did much better.
I only got three right.
Yeah.
Why did I feel like I got like six or seven right?
I mean,
I wrote them down here last Friday, and I thought I looked at it, and I thought, you know, I've got some, there's some separation here. I picked some games that nobody else picked, you know. Apparently, I lost all.
Yeah, you didn't do very well. And I did even worse. And then one of the reasons I lost was because the Bears did too.
Bears.
It's not.
They had a shot though. They were in the game. They had a shot.
Yeah, well, we're not doing moral victories.
No.
We're not doing freaking moral victories, John.
Yeah, all right.
We're past that point.
We have to be.
We're past that
that's
point.
That's a fine football team up there in the Windy City.
Well, it's so fine that they made the announcement today, and actually today is the deadline at in 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. NFL teams that might be in the playoffs have to announce their single game playoff ticket availability.
And they've done it.
So so for divisional round and wild card round, home games, potential home games, the Bears have put out the release that tickets are going on sale Thursday.
Wow.
So
you'll be gobbling those up, I assume.
I don't know, man. They're okay, so they go from the first seed, and in one day, they're down to seven. So I told you going into the game, yeah, they're 9-3 right now. Now they're 9-4. But it's still very possible they miss the playoffs completely.
Hmm.
It wouldn't be crazy.
No, I mean,
four games left to go.
Yeah.
You got the Packers again. You
There's
have the Lions.
Lot unsettled. The whole league is unsettled at this point.
You have the 49ers and you have Cleveland. They should beat Cleveland.
Yeah, but although Cleveland's not looking quite so rough now that they've got Shedeur Sanders at the quarterback.
They'll figure him out. Yeah, he ain't gonna do nothing against the Bears.
All right.
But so they should beat them, right?
Yeah.
But they could lose again to the Packers, Lions, and 49ers. They could absolutely. They could finish with 10 wins and miss the playoffs. That could happen. Now, here's the big picture for people who do still love football in this city. And as we've talked about before, we talked about it yesterday. There is a huge NFL crowd in St. Louis still, despite the fact the Rams spurned us. People still watch. They watch a lot of football in this market. The last 4 weeks of this season are going to be crazy.
Yeah, they are.
They're going to be crazy because there is no clear better team than the rest. And, you know, even the teams that you think are better than everybody else, like the Bills, like the Patriots, who have this great record, you know, the Lions, the Rams, the Seahawks. I mean, maybe it's the Rams. The Rams might be the best team in the NFL. The point is, you don't look at all the teams collectively and go, oh, the Kansas City Chiefs obviously are the best team in the NFL. Can't say that this year.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
They might miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
That it just, everything is completely insane. So this last month, these last 4 weeks are going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
And ulcer-inducing.
I hope not.
I'm going to have real stomach problems. I might get that winter vomiting disease.
Oh, buddy, you don't want that.
I'm going to get the norovirus.
Oh, the old WVD. That's
yeah, it's not good. Hey, final hour of the show is coming up. We've got an anniversary that a year ago today, a monumental thing happened. Just a wild time for us in this country. We'll tell you what that is, what the implications are of it, what has happened since. We've got a lot of stuff coming up as well. Also, Elizabeth Buchwald with CNN is going to join us, economics reporter. A lot to talk about with the economy, including the newborn savings plan of $1,000. This is President Trump's idea, so we'll talk to her about that and other stuff. Also, a rate cut might be coming tomorrow.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Lots of things to discuss with her. All that next hour on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.